The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Off the ball. GAA.
Dublin are more vulnerable now that Brian Fenton is gone. And then I was thinking back, geez, the last game Brian Fenton missed for Dublin was the open round of the Leinster Championship against Meath when they absolutely tanked them.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, there's a huge fitness boost for Leinster and Ireland. The Ireland squad is named for the under 26 nations and there's a change in England captaincy as Steve Borthwick explains his England squad for the Six Nations. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First today, a huge boost for interim Ireland head coach Simon Easterby with the start of the Six Nations just over a fortnight away. Dan Sheehan could make a first appearance since suffering from a torn ACL during Ireland's first test defeat to the Springboks in July. Leinster say he's stepped up his rehabilitation programme and will be further assessed ahead of Saturday's final pool outing in the Investec Champions Cup against Bath at the Aviva. In further good news for Leinster and Ireland, James Lowe is another pushing for inclusion this weekend, having finally shaken off the calf injury he picked up in November. Flanker Will Connors is another stepping up his rehab. He's been absent since the end of November with an injury of his own. Jordan Larmour, however, will miss Saturday's game after he was ruled out of the trip to La Rochelle with a hamstring injury. Tommy O'Brien, who was removed from the starting 15 in France as a precaution, will be assessed this week. But Leinster second row, James Ryan, is delighted to have Sheehan back in the mix.
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah. And like he, some turnaround as well. He's come back very quickly for an ACL. But yeah, I mean, like he's world class, isn't he? When he plays, so having him back is going to be a great boost for the team. And like it's a position where we just have so much depth at the moment. Obviously, Ronan and Gus has come in this season and has been really impressive too. So so it's great that we have, you know, three guys that are at such a high level.
There's no white smoke just yet regarding the Munster head coach's vacancy. Head of rugby operations Ian Costello has been working in the role in an interim capacity since Graham Rentry's departure exactly 11 weeks ago. Ahead of Saturday afternoon's Investec Champions Cup game away to Northampton, Costello did reveal that there were incomings and contract extensions to be announced at Munster in the coming days. I asked Costello if those signings were being made with a particular type of head coach in mind.
We've done an awful lot of work in the last few years and we feel an awful lot of positive work top to bottom, you know, alignment, integration at the club, you know, our pathway and academy in a really good health at the moment. We've got some quality players coming through and there's that goes the whole way down. And that integrated model we have with the senior teams means there's really good alignment in the building. We've worked hard on our performance culture, revisiting our identity, who we are, what we stand for. And we want a head coach that comes in and adds to that and evolves that rather than fundamentally changing it. So for us, it'll be about a lot of things, Richie, but it'll be as much about the fit for the club as well and adding to what we, you know, we really think we've done an awful lot of things really well, so adding to that.
One of those players to extend their contract could be the experienced scrum half Conor Murray, but the 35-year-old says there's no thoughts about his future currently distracting him.
I'm not really thinking about that just now. I suppose, you know, my immediate focus and the boring answers that I'm focusing on what's in front of me now with Munster. And, you know, I was out for December and I was really keen to get back fit, and I managed to do that, and I got back on the pitch last weekend, and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the week. I enjoyed the game, obviously. Got to play 80, which I hadn't done in a while. Really loved that, and you know, we've had two really good days training here now. So, in terms of contract, I'm there's nothing I'm not talking, but I haven't given a thought yet, so I don't really have anything to say to you. I just want to enjoy rugby. You know, I know the end is soon. I don't know when that'll be, but I just want to make sure I stay fit and enjoy it while I can.
Munster could be qualified for the last 16 of the Champions Cup before they even kick off on Saturday. That's if Stade Francais fail to pick up a win away to the Bulls. But Costello's aware that Munster are coming up against a side with which they're very familiar, and one that indeed knocked them out of the Champions Cup last season.
Look, it's personal. We made last week personal. It was personal in front of our fans, 22,000 people. You know, we hadn't given the best day. You know, in their eyes, we hadn't produced a performance, you know, worthy that type of crowd on the 27th against Leinster. So we made it personal in terms of the battles on the field and what we wanted the crowd to see. And it's personal again this weekend. It's personal in that they knocked us out of the Champions Cup. It's a tough place to go, and we know what's at stake. You know, I suppose the carrot is if we win, we find ourselves in April back in Thomond Park again against, I suppose, in front of a crowd like we had on Saturday night, and everybody wants that, everyone craves it. It was incredible on Saturday night, the lift that it gave us, and we just want more of it. But can we still
be friends? Off the ball. Is it a podcast? Oh, radio show. Awesome.
Don't worry, he knows who we are.
Their second rows are quite old, and they're not as, they don't work as hard as Harold. New Zealand's back rows, Sam Kane, doesn't manage a rook properly. I know I'm pretty going to get a chin for that, but like, that's the honest truth. He would be ranked one of the lowest accuracy rookers in the competition.
Is it a podcast?
I never heard of him.
Indeed. Swear, Boxman.
So the, you know, you're just a shit Richie McCaw and Sam Kane can't rook. Are these things that would have fed into his thinking?
I'm sure deep down it would have motivated him to put something like that out there.
Off the ball. Is it a podcast?
Don't worry, he knows who we are.
Oh, radio show, awesome.
Two more Ulster players have signed contract extensions with the province. Experienced loosehead Eric O'Sullivan and hooker John Andrew have signed new 2-year and 1-year deals respectively. O'Sullivan started 6 of the 11 games in which he's been involved this season and was among the tries in the festive win over Connacht. Andrew has racked up more than 150 appearances for Ulster, having graduated through their academy. But as is so often the case this season with Ulster, good news is tempered with bad. Ethan McElroy is to see a surgeon this week, having suffered what they're calling a serious knee injury in last weekend's defeat away to Leicester. The fullback had only made his comeback to the side, having been sidelined since October. Ulster will tackle Exeter this weekend without Zach Ward as well, as he observes the return to play protocols after picking up a concussion at Welford Road. Now, just to let you know that Off the Ball Six Nations preview at the Olympia Theatre in a fortnight's time is sold out, but stay tuned to find out how you can win some highly exclusive tickets. Owen will be joined on stage on the night by Brian O'Driscoll, Austin Healy, Aoife Wafer, Alan Quinlan, Jerry Thornley and Andy Dunn. Some of our lucky audience members are going to leave with some great prizes too, which include match tickets for those Six Nations games at home to England and France. So don't miss out on future OTB events. Sign up now for advance notice and pre-sale tickets at offtheball.com/insider and stay tuned to our Off the Ball social channels for more. New Ireland under 20 head coach Neil Doak is able to include 6 members of last year's squad in his panel for the upcoming Six Nations. They are Leinster's 19-year-old prop Alex Usanoff, lock Alan Spicer, hooker Mikey Yar, another Leinster lock in Billy Corrigan, and Ulster's Henry Walker. Connacht back row Aina McCarthy has been selected as captain for the campaign, which commences at Virgin Media Park on the final Thursday of the month against England. Jamie George is no longer the England captain in naming his squad for the Six Nations. Steve Borthwick instead picked Saracens lock Maro Itoje to lead England through this year's competition. George will serve as one of 2 vice-captains along with Ellis Genge. Borthwick's squad includes 2 uncapped players, both hailing from Harlequins, centre Oscar Beard and winger Caden Murley. The head coach, though, explained his decision to switch up the captaincy.
There's always a number of considerations when you make a decision like this, and I think everybody sees Maro Itoje is, you know, he's a world-class player, incredible professional, was the respect of everybody. And I'll say this, but any really top-quality side I've been involved in has a density of leaders, and I sense that that's what we're developing and we're growing here in the England rugby team.
And are his minutes on the pitch a factor as well, given that Jamie George
was coming off after 50 minutes during the autumn?
I think it's one of the factors. And I think if you asked any coach their preference, would they want their coach, their captain on the pitch for 80 minutes? I think every coach would say that that would be their preference. It's not always like that, and there's plenty of examples where it's not been. But Maro started 80-odd tests for England, and he's only ever come off twice in those starts. So that's testament to his individual preparation, his conditioning, and the commitment he has on the pitch for England.
That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
There's a moment you realise you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.